B.A., Cowboys, again, another Sunday. Air Arsenal, Air Raid, Air whatever you want to call it. Just throw it up. You will score on this defense. Period.
I don't understand why they so sorry. But it's not the personnel.
What is it?
It's the leaders that's leading the defense.
Why do you say that? They're not making no plays. The coaches ain't making no plays.
Yeah, but the scheme ain't working. It's not. Like, they got the personnel to have a good defense. They got everything you could want in a good defense.
We seen McCarthy come on. I know everybody knows what happened in the game yesterday with the Cowboys. Cowboys ended up getting lambasted by the Browns. Yeah, the score was a little closer than what the game actually was because the game was a blowout. They tightened the game up, which I said yesterday, I think Dak may scratch 6,000 yards passing.
It's possible.
Because he is on fire. And listen, can you say, I don't know what you can say about his stats. Are they all garbage stats?
Nah, I don't say that. He's playing from behind.
I can't say it's garbage stats. He's
and
playing
he
from behind.
He ain't playing defense.
He's not playing D, so he ain't stopping nobody. He ain't getting scored on. Mm-hmm. And when you're 10 for 13, 15 for 20 or so with all those yards, I mean, that means something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Numbers don't lie, right?
Right.
Yeah, but he's playing from behind, so he's getting an opportunity to throw the ball more. And that's not the way that team is built, because you paid a running back, what, $90 million?
Right. And don't feature him.
Where's he been since they gave him $90
million? That's why, but no, it's not him.
Why they calling plays?
His play not getting called. He's not the focal point of the offense.
Because early in the game, first half of the game, this is a 14-14 ball game. I'm supposed to start establishing this pound and get this pound going and take control of this game.
They was up 14-7.
Then I can loosen you up the rest of the way. But
if the defense can't stop nobody, that's a lot of pressure to put on the offense.
To get that game within striking distance and to give up that reverse touchdown to Odell.
Yeah.
On a busted play kind of run. Mm-hmm. Where's the pursuit?
Dude had him in the backfield.
All that.
Yeah.
And Cowboy fans, it's even worse than you think. You literally are an onside kick recovery from being 0-4.
Right.
I think they forgot about that part.
Yeah, they did. Because if the Atlanta Falcons players wasn't so dumb that they realized, oh, we can cover this before 10 yards. We don't have to wait. They have to wait, but we don't. Cover the ball while it's in there.
If you're in the National Football League, I heard something saying with the owner or somebody or coach saying something that they don't think the players understood the rule with the new rule changes and all that. No. I'm pretty sure going back to your days of high school on the hands team lets you know that you can go get that ball. Yeah. You're supposed to go get that ball. If you can't go get that ball, knock that ball out of bounds so nobody else can get that ball. All the above, just keep the other team from getting a chance to get the ball.
You can feel that ball before 10 yards.
So would I give a guy $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year and he can't tell me that he knows to get on the ball?
Yeah, but it's what the kick. I think the kick had him more.
It was so soft.
And it was
spinning.
And that's what
you think it kind of mesmerized him a little bit?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because I've never seen
that. Because they were thinking like, oh, it's finna stop. It's finna stop. But it kept moving forward.
And the other players, the Dallas players, were kind of, they were hesitant at first a little bit too. So, yeah.
So that's how far away they was from being 0-4.
Recovery of an onside kick that should have easily been recovered.
Like, if you got any sense.
Easily.
I'm jumping on the ball. I ain't going to just sit there and look at it spin forward.
And give you a chance to win.
Yeah.
Yep. It's only one team playing.
Bad over there.
It's only one team playing that could allow it to happen. And that was the Falcons. So your only opportunity to win was the Falcons. What does that say about your team?
They in trouble. My problem is this. They went and hired a coach that was worse than the coach they had.
Went hired a coach that had all this time to himself at home to get in the lab and study. They did E60 specials about it. They did all kind of shows about Mike McCarthy, how he's going to come back and incorporate
he's
his offense and all that.
Though, man. His stuff is still outdated.
Man, it's outdated. Did you see? I had the perfect post for that.
Oh, I didn't see it.
When I put up Fly Guy. from I'm Gonna Get You Sucker when he got out of jail with the fish tank shoes on, and he thought he was clean as a mug. Because when he went in jail 25 years ago, he was the guy. Mm-hmm. He stepped on the scene, and they're looking at, look at this fool.
They laughed him right up off the street.
Laughed him out of there, man.
Yeah, I know.
And Mike McCarthy is like...
He outdated.
You got dated in Green Bay.
But that's why they fired him.
And then you didn't reinvent yourself?
Yeah, that's...
You put that 1965 Pontiac in the garage and then pulled it out for cruising because thinking you had more horsepower this year than you had last year. And you ain't did nothing to upgrade the engine.
Ain't did nothing to it.
Come on, man.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Cowboys, you really are 1-4.
Nah, they 1-3. Your record is your record. But but they are... They on a... They, it's like... The sky's falling.
They don't have no confidence. All that talking and hyping and... And, you know, and at this point in time, honestly, you look at that, leading the league in statistics.
The only light at the end of that tunnel over there is the fact they in that sorry division.
They going to still win that division.
Yes. For the most part.
They gonna, man, who going to beat them? Washington? The Eagles?
Nah.
Who?
Nah.
Who going to beat them? The Giants?
Nobody.
They're going to
win
the division.
Yeah.
If they put it together a little bit, they're going to win the division.
Probably at 7-9.
They're going to win the division games. They're going to win all the division games.
Yeah, and that's going to probably lead them to 7-9.
8-8. They're going to win all the division games.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to mess up. Somebody's going to miss a kick. You know, that's going to happen, but they're in a garbage division. If they were any other division, they'd be buried right now. Buried. Over with. I don't. Amari Cooper. Did you see the play at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Did you see the interception?
Yeah, I saw.
Did you see his effort?
I don't like him.
Okay.
I've been told you that.
I mean, I don't knock anybody.
Sideburns got to go too. First of all,
start there, yeah.
First of all, the sideburns got to go. Maybe see the ball. Something.
Cut them sides.
Elvis Presley slide, sideburns got to go.
Wrong state for Elvis, ain't it?
Yeah, man.
You need to be in Tennessee with Dak doing that kind of stuff. But, yeah, man, that effort there, and Dak threw that. You saw Dak. His mouth was open like, oh, my, what?
Dak is.
When he threw that ball and Amari didn't dig to fight for the ball right there, he was like, what? Man, yeah. He was disgusted.
Man, he just, that's the reason why they benched him last year. Remember? When did that, like in the playoffs?
He's out the game on that play? Yeah.
That's why.
Doing stuff like that?
That type of stuff.
Man, I just don't see that.
You don't have no fight to him.
I don't see no fight in him.
No fight to him. No fight to him. You don't have no fight to him. It's a good receiver.
Good player, good athlete.
He got no dog in
him. That dog ain't there, man.
Dog is not in him.
I just don't. That's our opinion, but, and I'm sure Cowboy fans will think.
Don't got no Hines Ward in him. No Golden Tate.
You gotta go ahead. Oh, he threw Golden Tate out there. Yeah. Okay, this dog got scrappy yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, but he ain't got none of that in him.
Got none of that fight.
Yeah.
No Steve Smith, none of that.
None of that. Don't have none of that in.
Yeah, he's got the skill set. He's a straight Ferrari.
Yeah.
Can't park him in the grass. If something's in the road.
Hyde Ward was a Ferrari with monster truck tires on.
There you go.
Bad boy.
There you go. Do it all.
Do everything.
Do it all. Go down through the bushes, clean up, go to the car show, go to the prom in it, drive, go to work in it, all that.
Yeah, them type of players, Steve Smith, Hines Ward, those are the receivers that lead you to a championship. Those receivers like that. Them Amari Cooper type receivers that don't want to get their hand dirty.
They get you a division crown, huh?
They get you, they might not even get you that if you had somebody else fighting in the division. But I can see why they losing, though, man. That dude is not, man, he don't put that effort out every play.
But I can't say that Amari Cooper is the reason they're losing. I definitely can't say
that. Now, he do his part, but when the game on the line.
I can't say Ezekiel Elliott is the reason they're losing.
It's not them. I told you that. It's not.
It's the scheme.
It's that scheme. It's the call.
On both sides of the ball?
Both sides. I see it. It's terribly coached. That organization is probably the worst organization that's being ran right now.
So, we again... Our annual conversation. That Dallas Cowboys organization will probably grow wings and take off if Jerry Jones will sit down somewhere and get out the way.
But he won't do it.
He ain't doing
it. He not going to do it.
If he would sit down and get out the way, they might grow some wings and take off.
That'd be, I have a chance.
Because they got everything you need for organization, right?
Everything.
But he in the way, he trying to coach. He trying to GM. He marketing. He in commercials. He in folks' business. That's too much, man.
But he won't pay that.
But won't pay that.
And you that, see that? That's what I like about it. You see?
He will do them little under the table, them backhand. He will. Yes. He be dissing that, don't he, man?
He be dissing. I see Romo.
Yeah, I like. He said Romo and somebody else would have done something. And I'm like, Romo ain't won nothing.
Romo won less than what Dak won.
And he using Romo as an example.
And that man, what, 3 years into his career.
So tell me this right here. What excuse, if any, if you're a Cowboy fan, if you're Jerry Jones, what excuse do y'all have at this point in time for not paying Dak Prescott every dime he's asking for? Because your organization kind of depends on him right now.
They don't.
Do you not want to win? Blow the team up. Let him go.
There you go.
You got trade assets. Rebuild.
Because he's going to get his money.
Rebuild. You don't want him anyway, right? Let him go. Don't franchise tag him.
And then, like, they was talking about, like, everybody, like, most of the quarterbacks that get franchised, they don't stay with that team.
No.
After they franchise up.
No, it's because it's like, it's
the business. Bridges.
The bridges have already been burned. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
Because they really don't know NFL player wants to play on a 1 year contract.
No.
Period. No matter how much it is.
So, what's going to make things better? Just look at the Kirk Cousins situation. What's going to make it better for Dak next year? You got an opportunity to get a franchise tag for more money the next year? Yeah. I'm more apt to sign that next year than I was this year.
Like after this year, he don't get hurt. He don't want a long-term deal from them.
Give me the franchise number. Top
dollar. Because guess what? I'm going to go get that $38 million.
On the back after I get everything from you right here.
I'm going to get that $38 million, then I'm signing somewhere else next year.
Yeah.
All guaranteed.
All.
Because I don't even have to ask for that much. I just want it all guaranteed.
Now, if I get that. Now, my long-term deal.
2 years guaranteed.
Hey, I'll take the deal you was trying to give me 2 years ago now because I didn't got 2 years of guaranteed money.
2 years of. And that's exactly what Kirk Cousins did.
That's how you do it.
And he played his. Darrell Reeves was playing like that. That guaranteed money every year, playing that out like that year by year.
Yeah.
He's betting on himself.
Because that's the only thing that matters, the guaranteed money. The only thing that matters. That's the only thing that's real.
Right. That's the only thing that's real.
And why tell me this right here?
As soon as the years outweigh that guaranteed money, they couldn't. You gone.
You done. You're not going to see the back end.
As soon as it level out, oh, you gone.
Yep.
And that's what the problem is. Don't nobody want to be left standing at the prom without a date.
Without any leverage.
Without nobody. They ain't nobody there. They the only one there.
Yep. So next year, the Cowboys will be faced with the same thing with Dak again.
And they going to give him that franchise tag.
And Dak got him now.
And guess what? He want the smoke.
He want it.
I want it.
He want it.
I want that tag this year.
Give it to me.
Please give it to me.
Because now you can't bargain with me on the tag no more. Because if you give me the tag, thank you. Well, I didn't almost 80 in 2 years.
What is 30? What is what? 32 this year, right?
32, 30-something, 34, something like that.
It's going to be
higher. 37, 38.
Yeah, man. Hey,
so he's looking at. He's looking at $75, $80 million 2 years.
Man, Dak got to bet on himself every year from here on out.
Give me a long-term deal if you want to. Right?
No, I won't even want the long. I franchise me for the rest of my career.
Like Kirk Cousins was doing. But if you want to give me a long-term deal to where you can guarantee me $84 million all paid, I'll take it.
Yeah. Because he done made $100 million.
Come right? on in under $100 million. Give me a deal under $100 million. Give me $84 million, all guaranteed like Kirk Cousins. Yeah. 2 years on the franchise tag plus $84 million, add that up. So, all the quarterbacks have been playing all this time. A lot of the casual fans don't know this. Kirk Cousins done made more money than anybody you've watched play quarterback.
I bet he done made more than Peyton Manning.
He has.
Tom Brady. I know
already.
More. I know Tom Brady.
Already.
Yeah.
He the cash cow.
Because he bet on himself.
Bet on himself. And that leverage worked out for him. And Dallas Cowboys, y'all having a bad season. You're going to be behind. That's going to have hella stats. Franchise.